1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Senate has just rejected competing Republican and Democratic stopgap measures to fund the government. That increases the risk of a partial government shutdown on October 1st. Earlier today, the House passed a funding bill without Democratic support. A trade agreement and a deal to allow TikTok to continue operating in the U.S. were on the agenda when President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping spoke on the phone this morning. Here's CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
This trade relationship, it is one of the most important in the world. You have two of the biggest economies here. And at the heart of this is the president wanting China to buy more from the U.S.
There was a confrontation between ICE agents and dozens of protesters this morning at an ICE building near Chicago. CBS's Darius Johnson was there.
They are just deploying anything that they can to try to get the protesters out of the way.
Authorities used a chemical agent to disperse those protesters. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A new free festival is coming to Wausau's west side. WSAW reports River West Fest opens on Saturday, September 20th, and will be held from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. on South 2nd Avenue near Katzenbarger's and Chatterbox Bar. The festival will feature 11 food trucks and musical performances by Old Pine Road and soloist Jordan Bain Music. Attendees are encouraged to bring their own chairs. Stores planning in-store activities during the festival include Katzenbarger's, the Story Cellar, Dime and Dollar Thrift Store, and the Milk Merchant. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near buses. September 22nd through 26th is Operation Safe Stop Week, an annual education and enforcement week aimed at informing motorists about the dangers of passing a stopped school bus. Leading up to the week, the State School Bus Association works with its members to identify bus stops where illegal passing is common. The penalty for failing to stop for a school bus increased in 2024. Citations now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library is coming to Marathon County. WSAW reports a group of local schools and organizations is working together to bring in the program through a fundraising campaign. Their goal is to raise $30,000 and launch the program in January of 2026 and register 1,000 children in the first year. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library has delivered free, age-appropriate books to families on a monthly basis for 30 years. Registration for the program will open soon, and you can find the Marathon County Dolly Parton's Imagination Library on Facebook. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Meet me in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cardinals. The crew with a 5-2 win last night at home against the Angels. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4, driving in his 100th RBI of the season. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's quite an accomplishment for any player. Yelly, you know, if you took the number of hard hit balls that were caught this year by Yelich over 100 and whatever miles an hour, you'd be astounded.
Milwaukee's magic number down to 4. The Angels losing their 7th in a row. Football, the Badgers host Maryland tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns Sunday at noon. The Lions, Commanders, and now the Browns all trying to stop Green Bay's ground game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from there.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 98.9 WXCO.
Mostly cloudy but still mild with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. With chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. With slow-moving low-pressure system over the state, chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School football team plays host to Wisconsin Rapids in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, and K5 Construction. It's Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids in high school football. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 on Wausau's only radio home for high school play-by-play. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Alba.
There's a lot more that unites us than divides us, particularly hockey. Bill McCoshin, president of the Janesville Jets, will be along. Peter Rapine looks at the weekend review, and Phil Nee on Outdoor Theaters. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. You know, the first day of Trump's presidency back on January 20th, he signed an executive order prohibiting any federal employee from pressuring private companies to censor anybody in ways that, quote, advance the government's preferred narrative about significant matters of public debate, end quote. He said he was doing it to combat misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation. And it appears that that's exactly what's going on right now. This is absolutely remarkable. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression is calling Trump out on this. His own executive order says, thou shalt not censor. Meanwhile, here in Portland, ICE has been, they've got this office building here downtown, and they have been, well, it's not actually downtown, it's, I don't need to dox it, although it's public knowledge, but it's not a jail, and they have been using it like one. They've been having people, they've apparently converted offices into places where people sleep on the floor or whatever. I don't know the details, but this is from the from OPB, from the Oregon Public Broadcasting, our local NPR affiliate here in Portland. And this is a quote from a news release by the city of Portland. Quote, records indicate that detainees were held beyond the facility's 12-hour limit or kept overnight 25 times between October 1st of last year and July 27th of this year, which is a violation of their land use permit. And so the city said that as of yesterday, and I haven't seen a follow-up article, but I haven't read the Oregonian yet today, but they said that as of yesterday, they were going to notify ICE that they are in violation of the city's permit, occupancy permit. They've been there since 2011. They note the location is not a long-term detention facility, but rather a processing center. And this is what our mayor, Keith Wilson, Portland Mayor Keith Wilson, said, quote, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement made clear detention limitation commitments to our community, and we believe they broke those policies more than two dozen times. I am proud of our team for conducting a thorough, thoughtful investigation and referring the matter to the next steps in the land use violation process. So will ICE follow the law? We'll see. And a geeky science for the day. This is fascinating. Now, this has to do with fruit flies. But the thing is that the axons and the neurons and the ganglions and all those little things in the brain of humans are identical largely to those little things in the brains of fruit flies. So Chiba University in Japan just published this piece in PLOS Genetics, where they found that feeding fruit flies high-fat diets This is the summary from studyfinds.org. In just 7 days, fruit flies on a high-fat diet struggled to remember things they had learned only hours earlier. The problem wasn't brain shrinkage, but a jammed-up cleanup crew inside neurons that normally recycles damaged cell parts. Intermediate and long-term memory were affected, while short-term memory, like instant recall, stayed intact. In other words, it has to do with certain parts of the brain. Short-term memory is more hippocamp. Well, I'm not a neurologist. I'll not go down that road. And when researchers boosted the cleanup process, memory function returned, suggesting that this might be reversible. And it's interesting. They did this through a bunch of different things. They turned off a protein called Rubicon, which slows down autophagy. They overactivated another protein, ATG1, which jumpstarts cleanup, where they fed them rapamycin, which is a drug that helps cells recycle waste. We've talked about that before. Rapamycin is the in drug right now among billionaires and movie stars to stay young forever. It helps the body. It activates the mTOR pathway or shuts it down, one or the other, and helps the body get rid of what are called senescent cells, cells that are just sitting around doing nothing except producing inflammation and consuming energy because they've gone beyond their lifetime, but they haven't self-destructed. And the body normally cleans these things up. So, interesting stuff. Now, you know, it's this again, the study was not done on humans. But the idea that a fatty diet ain't good for you has been around for a long, long time. So much for the Atkins diet, right? All right, what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend. Dave in Hale, Michigan. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, a quick one for you that bugs me. In the spring of this year, you claimed that you knew somebody on Gunsmoke that was a deputy. Which one was it, Chester or Festus?
Yeah, Chester. Dennis Weaver was actually a good friend of mine.
Okay, was that leg bad normally, or was that fake?
His limp? You mean on Gunsmoke?
Yeah.
That was just on Gunsmoke.
Yeah. Was that fake or was,
yeah, it was
that
fake.
Real?
Yeah. No, it was.
Okay.
It was fake.
Okay. Hey, my topic is. You've been all around in different countries, right? I mean, in different things. And I work from a guy that come from France.
Mm-hmm.
We built sleeper cars for semi trucks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was always there way before I got there at 6 o'clock, and then way after I left. Now he got talking, and he said, he didn't want to pay us overtime. But what happened was is. And he said, over in Europe, I don't know how true this is, but over in Europe, he says, it's not uncommon for those people to work 12, 14, 15 hours a day. And is that how they're affording to pay for health care in those countries and stuff like that by low wages and flat?
No, I think he's blowing smoke at you. They're able to afford health care in those countries. It costs half as much as it does here because they don't allow for-profit hospitals. They don't allow for-profit insurance companies, or at least as primary, you know, as the primary source of health care. And I think this guy's blowing smoke, Dave. I mean, I lived in Germany for a year, and their labor laws are pretty rigid. I get it that some people in management, I mean, just like in the United States, if you're hourly, you know, there's a different, not just a different pay structure, but a different set of rules about how you know, how many hours you work, whereas if you're salaried, you know, you're not necessarily, unless you have a contract, you're not limited to 40 hours a week. So I think he's blowing smoke, Dave. Probably to try to get you to work more hours.
well, he was wanting to do that for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. Very much.
Good talking to you, Dave. Thanks. Gene in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Gene, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
Tom, I want to run something by you about fascism that I learned at a young age, and it's a real quick story. I ended up going to England. My dad served in World War II in the 101st Airborne, and he got wounded. And he was medevac back to England,
mm-hmm.
and he met my wife, my mom, and I ended up going back to England over the years, met all my relatives, they came over here, but when I was in my, I think 13, 14 years old, my grandfather, He worked for the British government, and what he did, he was an orchestra leader, but he worked for the government during the war, and they would reconstruct German airplanes when they crashed. Like he said, he said, lad, when you could watch, it was like a boxing fight. He said, along Wales, where the Spitfires and the Messerschmitts were fighting, and they would be cheering. You'd see planes go down, and one day, we were talking. I said, well, were you fearful of what was going on in the war? He said, we were all scared and fearful until one day. And he told me this story where this young German pilot crash-landed this plane down by Wales somewhere. That's where they were at. Mm-hmm. And he said the medics went over because they tried to save the plane to reconstruct its advantages. Well, anyhow, when they were trying to get this pilot out, his arm went through the glass canopy. It was almost hanging off. He was bleeding profusely. And the medic came over and was putting a tourniquet on him, and he was only 20 years old. And the medic was trying to get his arm, and he was struggling, and he said something in German. And the medic pulled back, like, and looked at him, and my grandpap said, what did he say? He said, don't worry about this arm. I'll lose this arm for Hitler, too.
Wow.
It sent chills down my back.
Wow.
And I think today when Trump says this thing, when he said about the veterans?
Yeah.
My dad served in Bastogne, too. Three-quarters of them guys were killed.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he came back to England, and that was the relationship. How my mom was his nurse again,
yeah.
And he brought her back and married her. But, you know, I don't know how any veteran could support him at all.
Yeah. Well, and, deferments for bone spurs, really?
Right. Well, you know, the thing, too, what's ironic about this, when I got drafted in the 70s, I ended up going to Germany and served in the second cav. Our unit patrolled where Kohlberg was and Camp Border Town Hof, where it was like the Trizone.
Yeah, I used to live right down the road between Kohlberg and Hof and Stadtsteinach,
right.
near Kulmbach.
Well, they were beautiful. Those were beautiful towns.
Oh, yeah.
We were stationed in Bamberg.
Oh, yeah. We used to go to Bamberg for dinner. Unit,
yeah, right. Well, our units would go, like, would transport, would work like 4 months, and then come, mm-hmm. or 4 weeks, and come back. And I remember one day, the first time we got out to go see the border, and I took some pictures, and, you know, my young crew, we were all young, 20, 21 years old, and I thought about my grandpap, what he said, and how this can happen. And how these people, and I remember some people tried to escape one time, and we didn't see it actually happen at night, but they hung them on the fence and let them die.
Oh, my.
And this was, you know, we had the Bavarian border guard there, and one of the guys that escaped from East Germany, he said he took the firing pins out of the other guards, and that's what he said when the German was, taking his interview.
Yeah.
Whatever. He said a lot of them people, what they do is the older, if you have parents that are younger, they give those guards a lot more money and stuff. That's how it was. Lived over there if you worked for the government. But
no, I lived right on the border of East Germany, but I never saw anybody escape.
Well, I didn't see it, but what happened, it happened in the night, and what they did, they knew what happened. He stepped on an anti-personnel mine,
mm-hmm.
he got his foot blown off, and they let him die.
Yeah.
That's what they're very important, because their dogs would go sometimes over and try to bring some of them back. But
yeah, no,
you know, when you see this stuff, and Trump makes these statements, we were suckers and losers.
Yeah.
I think of my dad and all the veterans here. How in the heck can you vote for this buffoon?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Gene, I got to run, but thank you. Yeah, I remember those landmines. They used to, in the spring when the ground would thaw, the landmines would blow up and wake us up in the morning. Crazy. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
That was, of course, back in the 1980s. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's Anything Goes Weekend. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you, Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results, as Louise will tell you. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off on this Super C serum with the magic ingredient, hyaluronic acid. Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom.
Crown came down in silence, not a shot.
Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi. The last couple of calls relate to my point, and the very last thing you said. One of the things you have taught us, the consequence of unbridled neoliberalism is ultimately fascism. You kind of said that even before Trump.
Yeah, it becomes oligarchy, and then it transitions into fascism. Yeah.
Yeah, and right, and you just said we're at all-out oligarchy now, and with proto-fascism more than proto happening right before us. And I wanted to bring that up to everybody, remind everybody you said that. And you also gave, when you, as part of your explanation of that, or we had an object case of that. When the wall did come down, Gorbachev, you said in a previous episode, wanted to have Russia to be something like Sweden.
Yes, kind of, Gorbachev himself used that. He said Sweden. He said that's his model.
Yes, so you said. But the Americans, Bush won, that one entity that doles out money, I forgot what it's called, they said, no, you got to have neoliberalism, right?
That's correct.
Corporatism.
We sent Milton Friedman's guys over there to Russia to help them reform their economy. And they did what they called shock therapy, which I think is what's next for America. We're basically all government property, virtually all government property, all the housing and businesses were sold off, mostly to oligarchs. Everybody was given a coupon, and the coupons became a medium of exchange. It's a whole long story, but it's fascinating.
Right. And now it's like in what, 20, 30 years, it went from potentially being Sweden to what we see right now, an all-out autocracy with Putin and a collection of a few oligarchs who got all the pieces, like some kind of feudalistic kingdoms. Yes. And so, and I call that Trump is trying, for the Putinization of America. That's where he's working.
Yep.
And then the thing that I want to say, the thing that kind of got me going initially was the Kimmel firing, and as well as Colbert firing, and that also is a kind of an adverse effect of this unbridled neoliberalism, particularly in 1996 when Clinton signed the, or when I say bipartisan.
The Telecommunications Act. That was a disaster. Mike, I'm out of time, but you're absolutely right. Thank you. You nailed it. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. The Tom Hartman program. Speaking of the truth, the multinational corporations and right-wing billionaires would really rather you didn't know all about. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for those of us who still believe in democracy. Stick around. So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing. Because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10-plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the newest candidates for governor, State Senator Kelda Royce, about what propelled her into the race to lead Wisconsin in 2026 and beyond.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wisconsin State Superintendent delivered this year's State of Education Address in the Capitol yesterday. Melissa Kay reports.
Those gathered at the state capitol were greeted by the strings of the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra on Thursday for the state superintendent's State of Education Address. Dr. Jill Underley took to the podium to share the story of education in the Badger State.
Across Wisconsin, our public schools are strong. They are resilient places where every child belongs, where diversity is celebrated, not demonized, where differences aren't feared, but embraced and seen as opportunities to grow together as human beings.
Dr. Underley explained the opposition public schools are facing from the federal government.
Because instead of being a true partner, the federal Department of Education is using critical funding as a bargaining chip, threatening or withholding it with little or no notice, while demanding compliance with unclear and unlawful demands.
She said when we overlook students, it shows up in their learning.
And those who reduce a student's success to a single test score miss the full story, the full human behind that number.
Dr. Underley also addressed the school voucher system.
And here's the truth. We are starving one system while funding another. We cannot afford to keep pulling resources away from public schools to fund private ones and expect both to thrive.
She said the next chapter's pages are still blank.
Will we be the generation that looked away as our schools crumbled? Or will we be the ones who stood up, kept our promise, and chose to write a different story?
What happens next is up to Wisconsinites.
Let us choose to write a better story for our kids, for our schools, for the Wisconsin we believe in. Thank you.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Mostly cloudy but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. With chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. With a slow-moving low-pressure system over the state, chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School football team plays host to Wisconsin Rapids in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, and K5 Construction. It's Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids in high school football. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 on Wausau's only radio home for high school play-by-play. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. The Constitution is very clear. The government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. This is about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/school. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
Well, I just try to be brief as I can. We are not Russia.
Yet.
We are not Hungary.
Yet.
We are not Russia. We are not Hungary. We're not going to be Russia or Hungary.
No, we'll do it in an American way, as Sinclair Lewis said.
No.
He said when fascism comes to America, it'll be carrying a cross and a flag and a Bible, basically.
Well, I think we're a little behind the curve on that. The situation, you wouldn't have a drug war unless you already had fascism in place.
Well, the drug war was corrupt. I mean, you know, John Ehrlichman, laid out, that it was all about going after black people and anti-war hippies.
It's deeper than this. It's deeper than this. Much deeper. Much, much deeper. The situation is you sometimes in a society that's well organized, obviously, you would have to have police, you would have to have military. The question is, what's the police and the military used for?
Mm-hmm.
And all through time, we've had to consider the situations at hand. I grew up in a home where, well, my parents were fairly much pacifist. My dad was a Quaker. He was also a social worker. And his career was plagued with constant, and I mean constant, attack from up above. He was a good man. He did what he could to help people. And the thing about it is people want to fly this flag and call it democracy. I think more like my mother, who was fairly skeptical about things. She's pretty intelligent, though. And she said, we don't have democracy. We're working towards it all the time. And so I think you have a lot of things going on that people don't want to discuss. There is a need for police and military. The question is, what are they doing? What are they going to do? Yeah. Are they going to interfere with good works? Because if they're going to interfere with good works, okay, enough said there, then I'll jump to this.
I get it. No, let me jump to something here, Bob. We're getting close. Bob, thank you. We're getting close to the point where the people over at Fox News, Lachlan Murdoch and Rupert, have to start thinking, if you don't suck up to Trump enough, you're in trouble. And there's never enough. You can't flatter him too much.
And at some point, Fox News is going to not be flattering him enough, or they're going to say something that he takes offense to. It's already happened in small ways where he's gotten pissed off at them for a few weeks, or, you know, in fact, he sued the, you know, he sued Murdoch over the Wall Street Journal, you know, outing his birthday letter to Jeffrey Epstein. At some point, these conservatives, these Republicans, are going to come to the realization that the equivalent of Republicans in Germany in 1933 came to, which is, holy crap, we are, you know, we've crossed the Rubicon. We can no longer have any independence whatsoever. And they're going to have to fight back. They're going to have to push back. They're going to have to sound the alarm. They're going to have to join the rest of us and say, this has gone too far. Because if Trump can shut down CBS, NBC, ABC, Trump can shut down Fox. They're acting like they don't believe it. But, you know, it's as that's as real a possibility as anything else. Thanks a lot for the call, Bob. CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, the thing I told Mateo I was going to talk about was kind of depressing. But while I was on hold, I was listening to you do a book read. And apparently I was listening to the radio version of the show.
Yeah, you were.
The YouTube that I usually do. And that was a book about, like, the Book of Revelation and stuff. And boy, would I have some stuff to say about that. I'm going to go back to what Mateo was talking about. Because, something I saw online, somebody posted this on a forum that I see, and I have to say it, I think it's true. We would have been much better off now if Biden hadn't won in 2020.
I'm not sure that's true. I think if Trump had won re-election, that we'd be where we are right now 1 year into it.
I don't think so. Here's why. Number one, it would have been continuation of his previous administration, which means the guardrails and stuff. Yeah. Pence would have still been vice president, not J.D. Vance.
Well, that's a good point.
There wouldn't have been Project 2025.
Yep.
There wouldn't have been the election denialism because he would have won the election. Therefore, yep. There wouldn't have been all this big hyper stuff. There wouldn't have been the January 6th.
You're absolutely right, CJ. Okay, I just changed my mind.
Yeah.
But, it's a hypothetical, so.
The cabinet, think about that. I mean, Sure, we had Cruella DeVos as Secretary of Education, but we didn't have Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense.
Correct.
RFK Jr. and, you know.
HHS, yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. No, yeah. Your point is well taken. And but here we are. We've got to deal with what's in front of us. CJ, thanks for the call. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Happy Friday, Tom. Thanks for all you do. Glad you're doing well. And I agree with your assertion that the silencing of Jimmy Kimmel is going to really hit home for most Americans. I think he's more of an average Joe everyman. And, you know, his show, compared to Colbert, who still has a year to go, Jimmy's was, you know, yanked off the air. So, I mean, that was quite a jolt, I hope to most people. And to your point, Tom, I think it's becoming clear every day that our country is being run by a gang of greedy, malevolent, self-serving troglodytes, and they don't just want to drag us back to the 1950s. They're aiming more for the 1850s Confederacy.
Yep.
So we need Democratic Party leadership to rise up and meet the moment. And I think a platform of freedom, peace, and affordability is the way to go. And while that starts with exposing how fraudulent Trump is on all those fronts, it's also presenting ourselves as the real champions of free speech and a free press, stopping the flow of weapons to Israel, winning in ICE, ending the gun violence epidemic here at home, and taking on the cost of living crisis with Medicare for All, heavy investments in affordable housing, universal child care, and clean energy. And in regard to clean energy, I urge everyone to read Bill McKibben's recent Substack, A Tale of Two Countries, to see what China is doing. They're eating our lunch.
Oh, it's mind-boggling.
What they're doing in the world is bigger than what we did with the Marshall Plan.
Yep.
Tom, finally, so your thoughts about all that, and in regards to the budget showdown, do you think the Democratic Party focus on healthcare is too narrow, or do you think that's a big enough issue to resonate and win the narrative?
I think this is going to play out in one of two ways, Jeff. Number one, I don't think the Republicans are going to play ball at all. So this is now, you know, it's passed the House, it's gone to the Senate, and Schumer is saying, you know, we're not going to play unless you will pull back, you know, on your cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. And the Republicans are saying, screw you, we ain't going to do it. So one of two things is going to happen. Either the government is going to shut down because the Republicans can't break a Democratic filibuster, or, and I think this is more likely, John Thune is going to blow up the filibuster. And that's what I'm expecting is going to happen. Although the Republicans may think that there's a political advantage to them in allowing the government to shut down, at least for a few weeks. You know, it'll give Trump a lot of opportunity to rail about Democrats and all this kind of stuff. And the reality is, a simple reality is, most of our media, it leans heavily toward the Republican side. So the Republican narrative will be the dominant narrative, which is that the Democrats are shutting down the government. And the story of why they're shutting down the government is not going to get told well. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But those are the two scenarios. And I'm guessing that Thune is just going to blow up the filibuster. We'll see. What do you think?
Well, how would he blow up the filibuster?
It just takes 50 votes. That's all you have. You know, it's easy.
Oh, I gotcha.
This is the same way that, I mean, this is what Schumer tried to do when Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema stabbed us in the back by saying, no, I won't blow up the filibuster. So that's my guess. We'll see. Jeff, it's always nice hearing from you. Thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I think I mentioned earlier, but a judge threw out Trump's $15 billion lawsuit against the New York Times. They didn't throw it out. He gave him basically a month to clean it up. We'll see. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use VolunteerWisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
On Friday night, the Newman Catholic High School football team will look to move into a tie for first place in the Central Wisconsin 8 Conference with a win at first place Marion Tigerton. Hear all the exciting action live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on a delay basis following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, and Wisconsin Valley Flag Football. It's Newman Catholic taking on Marion Tigerton Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7, live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. As my wife will tell you, Louise loves this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, and I can get you up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance.com/Tom to get up to 37% off and free shipping on this magical Super C Serum with hyaluronic acid. Vibrance.com/Tom. Like Chernobyl. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. Bill in Clinton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. Here in New Jersey, we've had probably the strictest gun laws in the country. And they banned assault rifles in, like, 1994, one of the first states to do it. And it was controversial. Florio lost his second term over it to Christine Todd Whitman. But New Jersey is probably the fourth least crime in the nation, mm-hmm. You know, which is pretty good for 9 million people. And there have only been about 4 or 5 mass shootings since 1948.
Here. Wow!
And someone challenged last year, went to a district judge, and he decided that New Jersey should have assault rifles. He said they shouldn't have high-capacity magazines. I guess he was putting the baby or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the next couple of weeks, that's up for going on appeal.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that a federal judge could overrule the New Jersey legislature or any state legislature. Because if they can, they're going to do it every state that bans guns.
Oh, they can and they will. The Supremacy Clause of the Constitution says that when state law conflicts with federal laws, federal law rules. And the federal law right now is the Heller decision and its mm-hmm. Children.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you were mentioning something about the filibuster. You know, the first one was in Rome under Cato the Elder,
mm-hmm.
who held the floor because they were supposed to end their sessions at sundown every day. He held the floor to prevent a vote, and the vote was on allowing Julius Caesar to cross the Rubicon.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
You know, yeah. And he's probably the biggest conservative of all of them. He's
Yeah, you know, Caesar transformed Rome. That's fascinating, Bill. Thank you for the history lesson for today. I appreciate it. Ray in Riverside, California. Hey, Ray, what's up? Ray? I'm not hearing you. Ray is going once.
Yeah, no, Tom.
Okay.
I'm here. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thank you, Ray.
I really appreciate your show, and I've got one idea, one thought that I wanted to share. And I wish Free Speech TV would just reach out to these nighttime talk show hosts, invite them to come, bring their staff, bring their best people. It would be a shot in the arm.
You know, the Midas Touch people did that already, you know, publicly.
Yeah.
They reached out to Stephen Colbert, and they're reaching out to Jimmy Kimmel. It's just that, you know, the reach and the wealth associated with Midas Touch or with Free Speech TV, you know, we've got substantial audiences and all that kind of thing, but not the big bucks. And it would be such a step down for Kimmel or Colbert. My guess is they'll just retire, but who knows? Who knows?
It's a wish.
Yeah, there you go. Ray, thanks a lot. That was a good one. Terry in Chato, Oklahoma. Am I saying it right, Terry?
Yes, Tom, second-time caller.
I
was wondering if you could educate me here a little bit. I understand you're a Coptic Christian, and I'm trying to find some root source wording for the Coptic Ethiopian Bible that has additional books that the Christians don't have. And I can with the Greek Septuagint, I can get the root wording and deeper English meaning.
Yeah. Terry, let me just stop you there. The Coptic church that I attended and ultimately was ordained in was started by a renegade Coptic priest, an Orthodox Coptic priest by the name of Hamid Bey, who came over here from Egypt in the 1930s and hooked up with a guy named Paramahansa Yogananda, and the two of them traveled around the country for about 5-6 years, and then he started the Coptic Fellowship. It's a Christian church, but it's not the Orthodox Coptic Church. So I don't know very much about that, Terry. I'm sorry. And so I just can't help you. Sean in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Happy Friday, first of all.
Thanks.
And I just wanted to let you know that my husband and I just canceled our Disney subscription.
Apparently there's a lot of that going on.
And we're going to also do Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
Because for us, we feel the only way to hit them is in the pocketbook.
Yeah. There's a movement. There's a movement.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because I watch you guys. I watch all day long Free Speech TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I just get so mad. And because our free speech is at, it's
we're in dire straits. We're in dire straits. Sean, thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you. I appreciate it. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercott, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carna Verde, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine folks who work on this program. And thank you to you for participating. Don't forget, get out there, get active, tag You're It. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. Yeah. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should
like,
tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio,
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The House today passed a temporary spending bill to keep the government funded for 7 weeks beyond the October 1st deadline, but the continuing resolution didn't make it out of the Senate. CBS's Torian Small is on Capitol Hill.
Two failed efforts, both the Democratic version of the CR and the Republican version of the CR failed to pass. It's back to the drawing board.
President Trump says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping made progress on trade and ownership of TikTok during a phone call this morning. CBS's Nancy Cordes has that from the White House.
It sounds like there is still some fine print to be worked out, possibly more than fine print. We simply don't know. And the president still hasn't revealed any details about who exactly would be buying TikTok.
Mudslides have made some communities in Southern California a mess. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Rick Montanez.
Witnesses say a heavy downpour only lasted minutes before the excess overflow began to overtake cars in the parking lot here.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.